guys? How are you? Welcome into the Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. This podcast being brought to you by BetMGM, always on bettingpros.com, always on YouTube, and always where you find your podcasts. And we are back today for what's going to be a pretty interesting pod. Got a bunch of things to give you guys today here on the podcast. My wife and daughter are gone. They went to Boston. So I'm wearing a Boston shirt. I'm wearing a Patriots hat in honor of that because I'm solo. I don't think I've been alone in my own residence. I've left my wife and daughter for 4 days before, but I haven't been alone in the place that I live for 4 days since my daughter was born. So we're talking 7 years of me not having full and utter control over where I live. I don't really know what I'm going to do with myself. Some people are thinking like, oh, you're going to have a blast. Other guys are telling me in day two, you're going to be sad and miss them. I'm going to miss them, but I'm not going to be sad. I can tell you right now, I'm not going to be sad. I'm going to be enjoying myself. I got a laundry list of things to do that I get to go out and do and play golf and go out and be at I'm going to be at the books. I can do all sorts of things that I can't do normally when my wife and kid are around. So I'm really looking forward to I'm going to spend some time on the strip over the next couple of days. So it's going to be fun. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt for all my escalades and all my escapades. That's the word, escapades that I'll be doing running around. Okay. So before I give you guys the picks, recap quickly yesterday, a good day, a 3-2 day, a winning day, really a 4-2 day. This is why being on the Discord channel is really, really important. So I added a bunch of stuff yesterday on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. The link is below me here, underneath me here on YouTube. Yes, I said below me, underneath me on YouTube. But you guys get in and I put the Red Sox first five against Toronto, took the Blue Jays on the money line. There were no run lines being offered because it was a seven inning game. So it was juicy, -150 on that. But had a couple of personal plays, told you I was taking the Red Sox. Yes, run in the first inning, that was -140. That hit in game number one, and then in game two, took the Red Sox on the money line at -125. That hit as well. So 3-0 on the Red Sox games yesterday, which is to prove my point as to I'm only betting Red Sox games. That's the only thing I'm going to bet on. Although I did bet the Angels and the Colorado Rockies. I did bet the first five over until Chichi Gonzalez got scratched. And unfortunately, I played the actual pitchers. If you played action, that bet was still live for you. It cashed. So that's why it was a 4-2 day if you did not have the actual pitchers. I go back and forth. Half my books take action, half my books take actual pitchers, and they will refund your wager if the pitchers are scratched or one of the pitchers are scratched like it was for Colorado. So not a bet we can count, but some of you guys did cash and went 4-2 yesterday if you played everything we played for the Daily Juice podcast. Now, USA or Olympic basketball is a little bit tricky, okay? So France, we got that right yesterday. We got the bet right with France -8.5. Australia was wrong. We got that wrong. But Team USA first half was right. And then Iran did not cover the 42-point line. They got beat by 50 plus. So that was a 2-2 mark on basketball overnight. I have a bet going right now that I'm counting on this podcast, but I gave it out on the Discord channel. Japan versus Luka. Really, it's Slovenia, but it's Luka. I bet over 182. There's been big steam on this. It's going to close at 185. So we got 3 points of value here, closing line value, that for a half a unit, you guys know what we've bet. So we've got that going right now as I'm taping right now. That game is underway over in Tokyo. So that hopefully with Japan's pace and Luka scoring, and we get that hopefully 10-minute quarters, remember? So need a lot of pace and points for 182 to cash there. But that's, some people are getting upset about that. Like, oh, I couldn't see this. This thing posts, guys. I'll post this at about 10:30 Pacific time, 1:30 Eastern time. Some of the plays, the West Coast guys are going to get it and they're going to be able to play it. And some of you guys are not. I can't do much about the thing happening in Tokyo. Okay. And I can't do much about this podcast coming out overnight. I can't do much about that. Okay. So I'm sorry if you miss it. Just depends on where you are. Depends on what time you're listening. And some guys are overnight listeners. Some guys are first thing in the morning. Some guys listen on the way home from work. It's just a matter of when you listen to the podcast as to when you get to play. But it's a free podcast. And, you know, I appreciate you guys wanting the plays, but that's just the way that it's going to go. So we have one play underway right now, over 182, Slovenia and Japan. Okay. Before I give you the plays here for today, we've got three bets in the NBA draft to tell you, one personal play that I don't think you can get anymore, which kind of stinks, but I've got four. I have a full unit going on the NBA draft tonight. I have a Red Sox bet to give you guys coming up here, and I've got a basketball bet happening that's, I believe, 8 a.m. Eastern time starts. Hopefully you're listening to this early, 5 a.m. Pacific time starts as well, coming up for Olympic basketball. But before we do that, reminder, we are almost to the end of the month for the Magic Johnson autographed jersey to be given away. If you've not subscribed on YouTube, you get three more entries if you are a subscriber on YouTube. Three. Go to YouTube, subscribe to the Betting Pros YouTube channel today, right now. Three more entries into this giveaway. Also, go to Apple, go to Stitcher, leave a review, screenshot it, go to bettingpros.com/juice, drop it in, fill out that form, and you are entered to go. That's one. YouTube's three. You'll have four entries for that Magic Johnson jersey that the winner will be drawn coming up at the end of the month. Okay. So we're up against it. Last couple of days, do it. If you've not done it yet, it's an awesome thing for your man cave to have a Magic Johnson autograph signed jersey. So definitely, definitely do that. Please, right now, after you're done listening to the podcast, go and do that. Okay. Let's start with the NBA draft. Okay. And this is play money, guys. Okay. This is quarter unit bets. I'm a little pissed off right now because Vegas closes really early and I was only able to get one bet down here in Vegas. Luckily, I've got other ways of getting down here for the NBA draft, but Vegas does not like getting caught with their pants down. And so they wrap up the draft betting NFL, NBA 24 hours before the draft. They don't get any of this game day crap, same day crap. Okay. They don't get burned. They hate booking this thing. If you listen to the Sharps report, you heard what the South Point sportsbook director, Chris Andrews, thinks of betting on the draft. He hates it. Okay. Both drafts, NBA and NFL, he hates it. Jalen Suggs of Gonzaga is projected to go number four. But if he goes number five, I got this during my show yesterday as I was running. I had a draft expert on and we were running through some picks and plays. And I said, okay, what about I liked Jalen Suggs to go fifth, not fourth. Over 4.5 was +330. Okay. If you can find that, I think that's a good play. I think there's a good shot Jalen Suggs goes fifth or higher tonight in the NBA draft. Okay. He does everything really well. He's just not a superstar. And in the top five, you want a superstar. And I don't think he's that type of guy. He does everything really well. Any team that gets him is going to be really lucky. I just think that at 4.5, it's worth the flyer that the NBA says, you know what? He's not electric enough. The upside's not there for Jalen Suggs. He's on a top five pick and he falls to five or higher. I got it at +330 for a quarter unit, over 4.5 for Jalen Suggs. If you find it, great. I can't make it official because I don't think it's fair because that's literally nowhere. Okay. And I didn't post it to the Discord channel. I'm just telling you a personal play because I think I want to tell you I have a whole full unit in play. But let's talk about James Bouknight. And a lot of these picks are right on the fringe and I'm going over with a lot of them. Okay. Most mock drafts have the UConn star going sixth overall. All right. If you go to the latest mock draft at Sports Illustrated, they believe he's going to go sixth coming up here tonight to the Oklahoma City Thunder. 6'5", 190. Sources have said that they love the kid, but they also love other players as well. And this may be a place where James Bouknight slips a little bit. Okay. 6.5 is the number. The over is +130. If he goes seventh, it's +130. Look, it's worth the value. It's worth to have some fun here and chuck it up. I'm going over 6.5. And don't get mad at me if I'm wrong on this. There's no handicapping that goes into this, okay? You got GMs who are making plays. You can read tea leaves and everything can blow up on you, okay? So don't be throwing half units on all these bets. Don't be throwing full units on these bets. Quarter unit, this is for fun, right? This is to watch the draft and just to see. I have him going seventh. The odds at 6.5, him going over 6.5, meaning seventh or higher for James Bouknight, is plus 130. Take it. Quarter unit, James Bouknight to go seventh, not sixth in the draft coming up here tonight. Official play. Number two, Davion Mitchell. All right. So initially, everybody was fading this guy because his number was 8.5 where he was going to get drafted. Now it's all the way up to 12.5 for Davion Mitchell. One of the problems is his height. One of the problems is his shooting, but he's 6 feet tall. He's 205. He's 22 years of age, which is an issue for sure. Okay. There's definitely a question as to where Davion Mitchell will play and what he will look like. But I think once you get past the top five, I think teams are going to want to look for stoppers and look for guys who can guard on the perimeter. And he's just a bulldog. Okay. So SI is projecting him 13th to the Indiana Pacers. Okay. The over is minus 120. The under is minus 105. All right. I'm taking Davion Mitchell being the defensive player of the year in the conference, having just a nose for the basketball. And teams at 22, he steps in and plays right away. And if you're drafting in the later part of the lottery, this is where you draft players like this at 10, at 11, at 12. We need him to be off the board before pick 12. Quarter unit, Davion Mitchell to be picked 12th or sooner here for the draft. He's not going to go 8th. He's not going to go 9th. We need him to go 10, 11, 12, somewhere in that range. The Hornets, the Spurs, the Grizzlies. I mean, he's a perfect Grizzly. Is he not? I mean, come on. He just fits. He is a Grizzly. His toughness, how he guards. My goodness. I think at 10, Davion Mitchell going to the Grizzlies is a perfect pick. Let's hope that happens. Under 12.5 at minus 105 for Davion Mitchell to go under 12.5 draft stock. And then one more play, and this is to give us something to go all the way through the entire draft. I have been in arguments, and I mean big arguments, with Iowa basketball fans for 2 years now about Luka Garza in the NBA. Luka Garza's projected draft spot is 54.5. Take the over. Luka Garza over 54.5, minus 115 at a quarter unit. I wish I could get a prop bet that says Luka Garza does not get drafted. He's not getting drafted. Okay. He's slow. He is not built for today's NBA. Doesn't shoot the three well enough. Doesn't run the floor. He's an old fashioned slow big man. And in today's NBA, there's a million of guys like you could find so many players on the international market better than Luka Garza. You don't need to waste a pick on this dude. He's going to be there. If you want to sign him and bring him to camp, fine. But he is not a player that you spend a draft pick on. Luka Garza from Iowa, over 54.5, the draft position at minus 115 at a quarter unit. I can't wait to see if I'm right or I'm wrong about this. If I'm wrong, I'll eat it and I'll apologize to Iowa fans. I was wrong about your guy. But Luka Garza is not getting drafted. And if he does, he's getting drafted with like the last pick of the draft. Okay. 54.5 over minus 115 for Luka Garza for a quarter unit. Okay. So three official plays for the NBA draft. James Bouknight over 6.5. Davion Mitchell under 12.5. Luka Garza over 54.5 are the three plays for the NBA draft coming up here tonight. Okay. So let's get to international basketball. Spain and Argentina. So we've been doing well on these picks for Spain and Argentina. Argentina got exposed, I think, in this tournament. And I think this is a team where they just don't have a lot of firepower. And their best player is 42 years old. They don't have a lot to throw at Spain. And I think that's part of the problem here is that you've got a team in Spain that it's kind of like their last hurrah. You got Paul Gasol, you got Marc Gasol, you got Ricky Rubio, you got Rudy Fernandez. You got a bunch of these NBA players who've been around each other for a long time. They're the reigning world champions. These guys have medaled multiple times together, and this is really it for them, right? They know how to play FIBA basketball. They know how to play defense together. You've got a guy like Ricky Rubio who's playing really, really well. Another guy who's perfect on the FIBA stage. He's much like Luka. On the FIBA stage, Ricky Rubio just is really, really impressive. I just don't think Argentina is really all that good of a team. I think they got exposed pretty badly here in their last game. And at 8.5, I don't think this is a bad play at all here because, look, I know that they played a close game against Australia, but in the other games, they've allowed teams to shoot basically 48% or better in all three of those games. And I think Spain can play defense well enough to shut down this team here from Argentina. I don't think they've got the firepower or the talent. I'm going to lay the 8.5 points here. Spain -8.5 to win and cover here in pool play at the Olympics over in Tokyo. And finally, one baseball play to give you guys. Let's talk about the Red Sox. It's Ryu against Rodriguez. Two left-handers going up against each other. These two teams just played a doubleheader yesterday. Now, Eduardo Rodriguez left his last start against the Yankees with migraine issues stemming from his COVID-19 battle. My wife can relate to this, okay? Headaches in the wake of COVID, they just suck. They just really do. And they linger, and they're there, and they're real. So he is well-rested coming back here to start against the Blue Jays, and he says he feels fine, and you got to trust him because these things come and go in really weird times. You have no idea what's going to trigger them and why. Is it lack of sleep? Whatever it might be, it's just very, very strange. He had cardiomyotitis. I can't pronounce that, but he had the heart issue that comes from COVID-19. And so he's had issues, you know, all last year he had issues. So he's a long hauler, unfortunately, from COVID. My wife's a long hauler when it comes with COVID, but he's to start today. And he had been pitching really, really well. Last start against the Yankees, 5 2/3, no earned runs, give up 4 against the Angels, but no runs against the Oakland A's, 2 runs against the Yankees. He was starting to come into form before the All-Star break and then after the All-Star break, but then obviously he didn't pitch well against the Yankees and came out. Blue Jays have not been hitting all that well here in this series. And so to me, the total is 5.5, 10 for the game, 5.5 for the first 5. Ryu's been pretty good. He's the same pitcher. His stats, home and away, are pretty much identical to each other. Last time out, 4 1/3, give up 3 earned runs, 10 hits against the Mets. Time before that, 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned runs. Time before that, on the road at Baltimore, 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned run. Gave up 4 earned runs back in the beginning of July against Seattle at home, and gave up 4 earned runs back in late June against Baltimore. But I just need him to give up 3 runs, and I need 2 runs to be given up by E-Rod in the first 5 innings. I need a 3-2 game after 5. 5.5, Red Sox, -110, Red Sox, Blue Jays, under 5.5 in the first 5 for the final game of this series between the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. Hopefully we don't see any big bats, any big home runs. Hopefully E-Rod's on. Hopefully Ryu pitches well. We're going under. These two teams scored 10 runs in 2 games yesterday in 14 innings. So they haven't been crushing the baseball in this series. The first game was 5-4. 9 runs were scored there. You can take the game 10 if you want to take the game, but the bullpens for the Red Sox and the Blue Jays scare the dickens out of me right now. I want to bet on the starting pitchers. Ryu and E-Rod under 5.5 first 5 for the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. I was 3-0 yesterday on Red Sox betting. So again, I will bet the Red Sox either on or against them. I'll have a play on a game involving the Red Sox every day on the podcast until I lose 2 in a row, and then I'll stop. So that's just what I'm doing here. I will bet other games from time to time, but primarily every day we're going to see how long I can go on here because my record, like I mentioned, is much better on Red Sox games than anything else on Major League Baseball. So had a good day yesterday. Hopefully have a good day today. All right. So let's recap all the plays here. There's quite a few. Book Knight over 6.5, Mitchell under 12.5, Luca over 54.5, Spain -8.5, and we've got the under 5.5 Red Sox Blue Jays first 5. If you can find Jalen Suggs over 4.5 draft position, I love that. Great work, great value. I got +330, but I can't count officially just because it's not available. That was a Vegas bet at the Westgate and they pulled it down, so you can't get it anymore. So that kind of stinks. But that's one personal play that I've got going on here at hopefully good value with Suggs being drafted 5th coming up for the NBA draft here tonight. I may add, we'll see what happens with Japan and Slovenia here tonight as that game's going on. So that game also was part of this day, if you will. And then later on today, finally at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern, Discord channel conversation to go ahead and make a pick, make a bet for the Discord channel. We've hit 2 in a row. We're 7-9 now. Let's make it 3 in a row for the Discord wager to cash. We'll do that on the Discord channel on the live stages chat coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 p.m. Eastern Pacific time for us on the Discord channel. Bettingpros.com/chat to get in. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast brought to you by BetMGM. Right here on bettingpros.com.